It's hard being a teenager, considering the pandemic, peer pressure, violence, and poverty affecting area youth. Today's young people endure quite the mental load. As some students enjoyed their winter break, others may not have been so lucky. WHYY News' Amanda Fitzpatrick shares how an online tool and a word from an Eagles player is leveling the mental playing field inside and outside of school.
Times are especially hard for adults and even harder for our young people.
We just want to stay to ourselves, not really share anything. We just want to be alone. That's really what's happening with our generation.
17-year-old Joshua Scotland is a junior at Northeast High School. He says being a teen today comes with its own problems.
A lot of things could affect your mental health. School, work, especially at home. A lot of kids go through things at home. They come to school and it just messes with their whole emotion, your mood.
The School District of Philadelphia is working to change that. It introduced a new online multi-platform tool called COOTH, which offers district students free mental health resources. Students can find counseling, journaling exercises, and a message board to communicate with each other anonymously about their mental health challenges.
It's a platform that I could really express myself to instead of talking to other people because I don't really feel judged.
Eagles player Lane Johnson received a round of applause as he spoke to students at Northeast High School in November.
You feel like you're the only person, that may be going through this stuff. When I realized that a lot of my teammates, a lot of my friends, a lot of my family were going through the same troubles that I was.
Johnson was one of the first players in the league to take a leave of absence from the season due to difficulties with his mental health. He joined COOTH to bring more awareness around the issue.
My coach always says, no man is an island. You draw your strength from others. So,
and remind students there is help available as they return to class this week.
I understand there's certain days where you just want to give up, but you can't really give up.
Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.